Hey, what's up, VPFire? Welcome to a new episode here at VPFI Podcasts. My name is Eduardo Soto, and if you want to know the best English tips I received in the last 24 hours, you're in the right place. First thing I'd like to share with you today is about the difference between go shopping and go to the mall. It was brought in our VPFI Speak English group this morning, and I forgot to mention it in the Portuguese version of the podcast. So here I am to talk to you about it. In Portuguese, it can generate a little confusion between going shopping and going to the mall. Because when you go shopping, it means that you leave your house willing to buy anything anywhere. And when you go to the mall, you're going to the specific place where there are many different stores, and not necessarily you go there to buy things, okay? The trouble of shopping is how we call the mall in Portuguese. That's why many students have this trouble when they try to say sentences with it. I'll end this Thursday teaching you a nice verb now. I've learned this one recently and I'd love to share it with you too, okay? Have you ever heard about the verb haggle? H-A-G-G-L-E. No, right? Neither have I. In fact, I already saw it sometimes before, but it never got my attention. Basically, it means that you want to save money by asking for a discount or trying to bargain over a product. Let's check out some examples to fix this information in our brains then, okay? I hate to haggle over prices. If I don't have enough money, I just don't buy it. Another example here. My father always haggles over everything. He saves a lot of money by doing this. Are you a haggler? Do you haggle a lot? You could see that we usually use the preposition over with this verb, right? Why don't you write another example using it there on your English notebook? Or maybe send me to correct. I don't know lots of people who haggle over English courses, and that's really good. Especially here at VPFI, we offer so many additional things that maybe the students feel a little ashamed to haggle over our prices here. A second thing I want to teach you today is the expression crack you up. It's another piece of information that I shared with the VPFiers at the VPFI Speak English group. If you wanna be one of us and take part in the VPFI army, just send me a message. You already know my WhatsApp number, right? This phrasal verb, crack somebody up, means that something makes somebody laugh really hard, almost die of laughing. So check my examples. Holy crap, I can't stop laughing. You crack me up. I should be an actor, right? All this intonation I use in my sentences here, there are actors who don't have that feeling, right? No way, just mocking. Let's check out another example here, okay? Tiago Ventura is so funny, he cracks me up. If you don't know Tiago Ventura yet, he is a Brazilian comedian who has a stand-up comedy show recorded on Netflix. This example was from Carlos Alberto, one of the members of our group Speak English on WhatsApp. But now, let's interact for real, okay? I'll ask you a few questions and you must answer them in our Instagram or on our WhatsApp, alright? Number 1. What can crack you up easily? 2. Is there anything that cracks people up but you don't think it's funny? 3. Do you usually haggle over things? Why? Yeah, let me go home now. My baby girl and my wife are waiting for me. I spent a good time today with my parents too. I had dinner at my mother's house and my father always cracks me up when I go there. He haggles over everything. Do you like her content? Don't forget to take action about what you learn here. Try to teach somebody that you know and help us to get bigger and bigger and go further and further. Be part of our VPFIR army and help us sharing our YouTube channel, our learning platform, and of course, our podcast episodes too. Send me a message on WhatsApp. The number is +55 16 997 522487 or on our Instagram at Você Pode Falar Inglês. And keep this in mind, a little bit by day and your goal will be accomplished. Eduardo Soto from VPFI out!